Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 148 for the week of December 21st, 2009. In advertiser news, Cleveland Black Oxide, located in Cleveland, Ohio, has installed larger tanks to accommodate steel parts up to 17 feet in length and weighing up to 3,500 pounds. These are believed to be the largest tanks in the industry. In addition to the larger tanks for steel parts, the company has 8-foot tanks for stainless steel and 4-foot tanks for copper, brass, bronze, and die-cast zinc. To read the full press release, please visit Cleveland Black Oxide's WorldLink listing in the Job Shops directory. In National Association for Surface Finishing News, the NASF announced that the Department of Defense will hold its 2010 Military Vehicle Workshop in conjunction with SURFIN. The April 8, 2009 memo minimizing the use of hexavalent chromium from the Under Secretary of Defense requires that new U.S. weapons systems avoid the use of hexavalent chromium materials and processes except when there is no viable alternative. At the same time, European REACH and RoHS regulations also restrict the use of cadmium plate on military vehicles sold or used in Europe. Yet military vehicles still require the best wear and corrosion protection currently available. This workshop is intended to be an interactive forum for military vehicle manufacturers, the supply chain, and DoD users to learn about technologies available and under development for substituting environmentally unacceptable materials with available alternatives that provide equal or better performance, to share needs and lessons learned between suppliers and users on what works best, reduces costs, and improves the overall product, and to interact with the community of coatings experts and suppliers to bring up problems and provide solutions. SURFIN 2010 will be held June 15th and 16th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In other news, as an end-of-the-year promotion, the NASF Resource Library will be open to all NASF website visitors. No need to log in, just take a short survey and access the most comprehensive source of environmental and process information available to the finishing industry. This promotion ends December 31st, 2009. And for more information, please visit the NASF website at www.nasf.org. Here's the calendar of events for January. On January 14th, the Orange County branch of the NASF will have a dinner meeting in Orange, California. Guest speaker will be Frank Altmaier on electroforming. Also taking place on January 14th, the Grand Rapids branch of the AESF will have a dinner meeting. On January 20th, the AESF Foundation will hold a hard chrome troubleshooting webinar. Also on January 20th, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have a continuing education seminar and dinner meeting at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. And on January 25th and 26th, the Surface Finishing Academy will hold an Introduction to Anodizing workshop instructed by Dr. Ann Deacon Jewell of ALU Consult. For more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.